David Blackwell.
All right, obviously not a good day. We fought that off in the first half, you know, really hard, especially, you know, really on both sides of the ball. Had too many drop balls in the first half defensively. Third down defense wasn't great. Had opportunities to get off the field, and we didn't. And second half, we lost read, lost the handle on the offense, you know, the ability to generate our offense there. And with the injuries on the offensive line and quarterback, it really affected us and, you know, defensively got wore down.
Coach, can you talk about the situation with Holton Ahlers and why he did not start?
Holton was injured, you know, going into the Cincinnati game, and then aggravated even more coming out of the Cincinnati game. And we had made the decision, you know, during the week, when he practiced on Wednesday, he was not 100%. That's not who we are. We're not going to put him out there if he's not ready to play.
How did that impact the offense today?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think it impacts you. You know, I thought Reed, you know, did some good things. You know, missed on some throws, but it was obvious he was a little rusty and hadn't played a lot. But obviously, when we lost Reed, it really affected us. So, you know, when you're down two quarterbacks and then with the injuries we have on the offensive line right now, it's very challenging offensively. And so as that, it kind of magnified on us and it caught up with us in the second half, our inability to at least get first downs and keep the defense off the field.
Was there any result this week? How hard was this week for you guys after the firing and the result of this game?
Tough, you know. I mean, it's, you know, mentally, you know, these young men have been through a lot. And, you know, I'm proud of the character. I'm proud of, you know, the fight we showed early and you know, those things. I just, you know, not knowing how they would respond, it's not an easy week, especially the timing on the thing was rough. And so, you know, I think that, you know, there's better days ahead. You know, there's good young players in this program. We're grateful to our seniors. Well, I just told them in here in the locker room, it takes a lot of sacrifice to be a championship football team. And moving forward, this football team, these young guys have got to take the bull by the horns. And when we're in, you know, weight room, off season, things like that, we've got to become a bigger, faster, stronger football team to compete with the teams we're playing against. And we got to build depth and create depth. And obviously we're underhanded, shorthanded a little bit today. I mean, I couldn't begin to count right now. I couldn't tell you exactly how many offensive linemen we've lost this year. I mean, the starting offensive line that played the first two or three games is not even close. So I mean, we were thin at guard to begin with, and I think we've lost four or five guards throughout the season. And, you know, so the injuries have caught up with us, and then obviously today the injuries at quarterback caught up with us.
With this game over, what do you think is kind of your next move or next thing you'll focus on?
Next focus, we got a team meeting tomorrow at 5, and I'll kind of give them a blueprint for, you know, heading into the offseason. We've got exams starting in a week. We've got to finish strong academically, and then we've got to, do a good job with our offseason program starting up. And so, you know, these guys, your mandatory week off that you have to give them when the season ends, they'll get that, and then we go into exams. And so the negative of not being in a bowl game is you lose the mandatory for a while. And so these guys have a long block of time off. And, you know, that's where I think, you know, the obviously the benefits of being in a bowl game, you get an opportunity to keep practicing, your young players keep growing, keep practicing, keep going. When you're not in a bowl game and you go home for Christmas break, they're on their own. And so, guys, the challenge is for them to work out, to stay in shape, to come back ready to go in the off-season program and in January. And so that's why getting to bowl games and being in those things are so valuable.
What was Reed's injury?
You know what? I believe it was a shoulder injury. I would be hesitant to go much more in depth than that. Yeah.
Coach, when you look back this year, it didn't go the way I'm sure you kind of envisioned it, but how much did it mean to come back and coach your alma mater? How much would you like to potentially stay here?
Oh, you know, this is a very special place for me. And so it's, you know, I think everybody dreams of coming back and coaching their alma mater and having an opportunity to do that. And I think we've done some really good things this year, you know, defensively, and I think we've grown, and there were times today where we played really good, you know. We, you know, showed a lot of fight, you know. We gotta get better at, you know, contesting routes, you know, and we gotta keep recruiting, we gotta get better at skill positions and being able to play man coverage and get on people and cover them and tighten coverage up, things like that. But, you know, it's, you know, you sit there and you look at our opportunities this year, and, you know, this team's still got a long way to go to compete for championship. But this team's close to being a bowl team. And that's, that's the next step. You know, we were, you know, 3 games, 7 points or less away from being in a bowl game this year. And the growth of this program will come, and it's going to get there. It takes time, you know. And probably for me, it regrets things like that. No, and I love it here. I love Greenville. I love the university. I love our players. I'm very thankful to Coach Montgomery for giving me the opportunity to come back. It's one of those things you always dream of, and I wish it had been different. I think that I believe the nucleus of what we've built. These kids have been through 4 coordinators in 4 years. I do believe, and I'm defiant about it, that you can play good defense in our league. I was told when I took the job by a lot of people that it's impossible to do, and I truly believe you can. You got to recruit a little different. You got to do some things different. But you know, my future and those things are, you know, it's. We'll see what happens. You know, a lot of those things are beyond my control. You know, but I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be at East Carolina. I just told our seniors, this is going to be your university for the rest of your life. And you know, the one thing that we've got to do as Pirates, as alumni fans, we got to get behind East Carolina. We got to get behind the university, and we got to get rid of some of the negativity around our university. And so, you know, our football program is going to grow, and it's going to get better, and there's going to be a lot of exciting things. And I challenge our fans and our fan base to get behind whoever the next coach is and get behind the program and to get in the stands, all right, and let's be proud of our university, because it's our university. It's my university. And when I was at Clemson, you know, after every game, first thing I do is see how East Carolina did. You know, when I was at Pitt, the first thing I do was see how East Carolina did. It didn't matter. You know, it's my university for the rest of my life, good and bad, and it always will be. And one thing that I will always be is a Pirate and care about this university. So, you know, our fans and our people, we've got to lose some of the negativity around our university and get our fan base. The fractured fan base and things like that, we got to come back together as a fan base and as a university.
What was the situation with Kingsley? On Monday, we were told he was out of the mix, and we saw him for that one series that we didn't see.
Yeah, it just, I made the call to put him in the game, you know, because of his ability to escape, his ability to, you know, to create plays. But in fairness to him, he's not gotten many practice reps, and I put him in a bad situation, you know. And so in fairness to him, they had gone a different direction offensively. You know, early in the week, and I made the call to put him in the game, it's hard to put a guy in the game hadn't taken a lot of snaps.
Was it difficult for you today when normally you would be working with the defense on the sideline, but you had to manage obviously a lot more?
A little different, you know. You got to be quicker with adjustments and things like that, you know, on the sidelines. You see more offensive coaches, I guess, that continue to call it as head coaches, and defensive coaches that don't. But I think you can juggle it. And you know, it was different for me. It's a little weird. You know, they had to remind me I couldn't come out on the field before the game started. I had to wait in the locker room with the players. You know, some of those things that I'm not used to doing. But it was okay. I thought our guys did a good job handling the adjustments, things like that. And for stretches, I thought we played well. I mean, it was, you know, we. 27 points at halftime. The 2-minute drive at the end was disappointing. We got to challenge a little bit more, and then you know you had third and eight, third and seven, third and ten down there in the red zone where we got to force field goals. You know, when you go in at halftime, that game 17-0, and you know you feel like you're still in the hunt. You know, you feel like you still got a chance to do it. And then offensively, we dropped way too many balls in the first half. I mean, Reed made some really nice throws that were conversions on third downs, and we dropped balls and didn't finish plays. And you know, we got to finish plays, and you know, we got to become, you know, to compete and win these kind of games, you've got to be able to play in every phase. You know.
David, did you talk to Scotty at all Friday, Saturday?
I talked to him twice. I talked to him Thursday night, late Thursday night, and then you know, we've stayed in touch. Yeah.
Is there anything that he said to you?
No, just, you know, he's him. He's going to be, you know, Scotty's one thing. Scotty's not Scotty Montgomery's not an excuse maker. Never has been. You know, he's going to take. You know, he takes responsibility, and you know, he was. My conversations with him were him apologizing a lot of times to the staff and to us about feeling like he let us down and things like that. And you know, my side of that is we feel like, yeah, as a coach, you feel like you let him down. You know, and you know, I know for my part defensively, you know, Tulane, South Florida, North Carolina A&T, we can win those games. I said it after the A&T game. We got to win those games on defense. You've got to close a game like that out on defense. And for us to grow and be what we need to be, we've got to find a way to win games when the offense struggles, or offensively when the defense struggles, like the Memphis game. And so, you know, there were so many positives throughout the season that get lost in the last two games. You know, I mean, you're toe-to-toe with the two best teams in this league. They're fourth-quarter games. Memphis 31-31 going in the fourth quarter, and Central Florida, the game's 23-10. We got the ball on 2-yard line going in, 10 minutes left in the game. You know, we're not as far off, you know. But with that is confidence and growing and learning how to win those football games. And we haven't done that yet. And it's going to happen. I believe in my heart it's going to happen, you know. So.
When you sent Jake out there to get the field goal, was the shutout streak in your mind?
I had no idea about a shutout streak or anything like that, but if we could score and score points, absolutely, number one. Number two, Jake's one of the best field goal kickers in the country. And why on earth, if you're in range, would you not give him the opportunity to kick it? And that was really my mindset. I didn't even know anything about a shutout streak. But my mindset is if we got the opportunity to score, we're going to score. And we have, in my mind, the best field goal kicker in the country. Why not give him an opportunity to go kick a field goal when we're in range? And so you like to avoid a shutout if you can, you know, obviously. I was more thinking about Jake. It was in his range, and I knew he would make the kick, and why not give him the opportunity, because I think he's the best field goal kicker in the country.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all.